And welcome, everybody. Glad you are with us. And we are beginning at 1. And as always, guys, we begin with a moment of silence. Thank you, everybody. I do have a revised agenda. Please note that we added a junior achievement presentation. But also note that with all our agenda items may not be considered in sequence, this agenda is subject to change. The change may include the addition or deletion of items, including executive sessions. We already have an executive session scheduled during the Commandant's report. And with that, we do have a quorum. Let's go ahead and do minutes, and then we'll do JA. So there were some changes Jim noted. He sent to me. Let me note those for you guys, because I have them. I had them as well. I even brought them because I didn't think. Yes. Please note, guys, on the treasurer's report for the minutes, that the, I think it's, WS, under the
savings account numbers, yep. $200,187.16.
Not
$200,893.39. And the checking account had an right. Approximate balance of $6,100. Exact number was $6,093.74.
So note those changes. One other change was...
That's for discussion.
Oh, that's for discussion there. And then the last change down at the bottom, guys, I messed up. Next meeting would be 25 February, which is this meeting. So please make those three changes. Do I see any other changes to the minutes as presented?
I'm sorry, this is the one you sent me. Do I have the revised minutes, or
no.
Do I need another set for?
You'll get another set with these changes that noted for publication.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Any other changes to the minutes as presented? Seeing none, do I have a motion to accept?
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, passed. Thank you. All right, guys. Wonderful. All right. Where's our JA crew? And they're back.
Oh, is there a way to turn on?
The projector.
That's all right.
Is there a way? Sure there is. Do I know
how to do it? That's right. Is there a way? Yes. Do we know how to do it?
No.
All right. Do you need a few moments?
Yeah.
All right. Not a problem. If you guys will stand by, we'll just kind of move through our agenda until they're ready to go. So, let me go next to item 3, public comment. I don't see anybody here. Sir, are you with?
Junior achievement.
All right, very well. Anybody else from the public who wishes to speak? Seeing none, public comment period is closed. Jim, you want to go ahead and do a treasurer's report?
Sure. The cover spreadsheet for the start of the month, the combined balances for new checking and savings accounts, $206,280.9. The activity during the month was one deposit for two people selling $750. That was these two folks over here.
Hans, thank you.
No, Hans did not leave. That was in January.
Oh.
Not leaving in January. I did not deposit in month in January. It'll go in February.
Okay.
Two outgoing checks for checking account, one to Leslie for reimbursement for the Christmas.
Yep.
And then Dana's check did not clear by the month end, so that's the outstanding balance. On the savings account, there was $747 worth of interest, and the two loan payments went out the door on the 2nd of January, total $24,948. So at the end of January, it was $189,29.37, of which $56,82.74 is in check, and then $175,246.63 is in the savings account. As a result of
Real quick, so all the USDA looks like we've broken the code, it's all working.
With the funding that came from the school, they're going in and grabbing it, so that we have to worry about how to get money from the school into the board account. But the USDA going into the board account is working seamlessly.
Good. Good.
Right. As a result of last month's meeting, I reached out to WSFSC and have two signature pages that I have Scott signed, I have signed, to be able to set up the two escrow accounts for the USDA covenants. And once I get that turned into there, see where it says kid.
Yep. Sign right next to it.
Yep.
Got it.
And the other page here on the other one, the yellow line down the bottom.
Got it.
That way we'll have to have it set up, and I might work with Patrick from the school to try to probably fund those escrow accounts.
Right here?
Yep. So that we become, start getting into compliance with that covenant. The other piece that's up here is, so this is a board meeting there. You're signing down there too.
Got it. All right, hang loose, guys. We're just doing a couple pieces of paperwork here.
So since we approved the minutes, this is just a full set.
Yep.
Right.
Cool.
So I'll get those over to WSFSC. We'll have the account set up, and I'll communicate with Patrick in terms of what the account numbers are. We'll try to figure out how to start moving funds over.
Does everybody understand why? Remember our conversation? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. Anything else?
And that's all I got for that.
All right. So let us go back up. We're now, you guys ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, very well. You have our attention. Welcome back. What do you got?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Cadet Lance Corporal Crowley.
I'm Cadet Lance Corporal Hobie Crawford.
And I'm Cadet Lance Corporal Blake. Unfortunately, the other cadets cannot be with us at this time. Today we are here to give you guys an update on the previous board meeting and how the JA company has done with the creating of a alumni association for First State Military Academy.
To make the events and dates, to find a Delaware veteran group, to raise funds, to create additional products such as stickers, shirts, and pens, and etc. To get former alumni association alumni information to send the postcards to, and to verify our GoFundMe through the JA account.
So what we've accomplished so far in creating an alumni association is we created a design for our postcards. We ordered 500 postcards. We created and ordered 100 stickers and 100 pens. We raised $220 from our GoFundMe account, and we found a Delaware veteran group, which is the Marine Corps League.
What we still need to get accomplished is finding out the addresses for the former alumni, verifying our GoFundMe page, designing our t-shirts, and sending out the postcards if we get those addresses for the former alumni.
To add on to that, JA has asked us that we create a privacy policy for any alumni that we are recruiting so that we do not take any of their information and it is all destroyed after we are done sending their postcards out to them. And if you wanted to see that, this is here. If you want to pass it on.
Just to further that, we do have a bank account set up, which is made possible through the JA program. And that is run by Ms. Borisova, Mr. Ryan, and Mr. Collier. So all that is left for us is to take the money from the GoFundMe account and put it back into our bank account.
Can you guys address that a little bit? Tell me the actual logistics of how, if somebody deposits a check, or let's say I just walk up and hand you a check, for the Alumni Association, do you know how it's going to get from one account to another account? How does that physically happen?
They probably don't know that answer. So it will be deposited with Ms. Borisova. She can deposit it right into the JA bank account that has Junior Achievement and Mr. Collier and Ms. Borisova on that account.
Okay.
And then she has full access to, if they want to spend some of that money on certain events for refreshments or other things.
I apologize. Have we met?
We have not. So I am Ryan Venderlich, the Student Enterprise Manager of Junior Achievement of Delaware.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to be here during your first meeting when they made the pitch. However, I wanted to make sure I came down and saw them, give you guys an update.
Okay. All right, and you do the JA stuff for a series of high schools regionally?
All over the state. So we have about 59 middle school JA companies, most of which run through the APO school district, all of their eighth graders, and then about 29 different JA companies like this group, all up and down the state from Del Mar all the way to Concord High School.
Okay, super. All right, very well.
So our total money spent so far has been $308 on our pens, postcards, and bumper stickers, which are in front of you if you want to take a look at that. So broken down, we've spent $119.20 on our ballpoint pens, $60.80 on our 5x7 postcards, and $128 on our bumper stickers.
We would like to thank you for letting us present in front of you guys again and supporting us through the past few weeks.
All right, I got a couple questions. The board said we're going to give you some money, and we're going to give you some money for your efforts. I think one of the caveats was that, one, you would return here, and the second was that you were going to identify a Delaware-based veterans organization, and you guys, you're going to use the Marine Corps League, is the Delaware-based. Are they a... What kind of organization are they, just as you guys understand the Marine Corps League?
I do believe that they are raising funds to help other veterans with housing and other medical issues and things like that.
Veterans or just Marine veterans?
Well, I believe they are just Marine veterans.
Okay. Based. Super. Tell me a little bit about the next steps as it relates to postcards and identifying... mailing the postcard to and all that sort of stuff. How far along are we on that?
Well, we plan on getting addresses from the school on people that have graduated or people that are just veterans of the school and sending out them postcards and asking them to donate $5 or higher amount in order to join, which will then go back towards the school or back towards an event and just creating more bigger of an organization.
Okay. When do you think you all might have some lists of folks and stuff like that? Particularly, we'll just talk about alumni from the school.
Well, we're waiting to get back from the school on the addresses and the information on the alumni, so whenever the school gets back to us, that's
okay.
We'll do it right away after that.
Okay, cool.
What are you thinking? So you have event invites. Are you, so if people come to these events that you have listed, is there something you're going to like do for them? Like have us announce for them? Or like what's the, you know, obviously coming, these are all, well, the baseball games wouldn't be here. They would be someplace else. But like, is there an idea that you're going to do something with them?
That's still in the progress right now. We do have plans on doing something with that, but not currently. We don't know.
Okay. You might want to check. I know the PSO is facilitating getting some canopies. Like maybe there's something they could help you with. Like, you know, people who participate, maybe you could, you know, have a drink station or something that makes them feel more welcome at the school.
But or does it just mean you're invited? You're going to make sure that you're invited, right? Every level is invited for sure.
Every level is invited to the events that we have.
But that is a good idea.
But if that amount is the highest, I'm pretty sure that we have plans on making something special for those.
And where does the... So this is the physical card. I'm assuming that the stamp goes up here. Where does the address label go?
How are you going to mail this?
we could stick it be under our address.
You're gonna have to put like a sticker. There's postal regulations. You need to make sure you follow where area the post office will read things when you mail something, and it actually is this area. So if this is the area they want to return it to, you need to put this someplace else. Otherwise, this will be covered up. Because ideally, this is going to be a stamp, right?
Yeah, this.
A real stamp. So you just might want to make sure if you design something to be mailed that you work within those guidelines of the post office.
Probably an example, I'm guessing. Yeah.
I'm not sure because they spent money
on the postcard. Is this the one you've printed to be mailed? Okay. You could. The only way you could do this is get envelopes and put these in envelopes, which would be additional cost. But you could still use them in that case.
All right.
So a couple of things here. You've raised 220, is that what you remember?
Yes, sir.
And you spent 300 and some?
Yes, sir.
So you're in deficit spending right now, just like your government. Congratulations. So are you operating under like a fiscal year budget type arrangement?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what do you need to spend? What's the fiscal year? 7/1 to 6/30? Is that how you're going to operate?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you need to be spending for the rest of the fiscal year?
As much as we need for those events and like those special things for hiring.
Ballpark, is that $100? Is that $400? Is that $1,000?
We don't know that, sir, yet, but we will get back to you if we have it later for you.
Did we make a firm commitment on how much we were going to come from the board?
Yeah, I think we were either $250 or $500. So, yes, I think we were.
So I got to look at my notes. I think from your standpoint, is having some type of idea of what's going to need to be spent for the next 3.5 months. And then, ideally, you're also looking to, when you guys are sophomores?
Freshman, sir.
All right, so you'll probably be engaged in this throughout the next 3 years, correct?
More than likely.
All right, so creating an annual budget as well so you can help identify what your spend levels are and also what your money fundraising pieces are to see if you're kind of in alignment. Because I would think that with this infusion here, it gets you going, but then you need to have an ongoing outlook. And trust me, it doesn't get any easier.
Right. It doesn't. It's worse, quite frankly. All right. Any other questions?
Let me add one more question. So if you guys are able to recruit the current senior class, half of them at the lowest level, how much money will you bring in? Roughly.
We would roughly bring in $116, sir.
Okay.
Wait, that's incorrect.
There's
about
90 of them, right?
Yes, ma'am. So about 200, 240 around there, sir.
And would that put you in the black?
No, sir. That would bring us out of the black.
Correct. He meant,
the
would
red.
It put you in the black? And the answer is yes, it would. Black, positive, red, negative, we're losing money. Okay.
That's all.
All right, so it sounds like we got a path forward. Going to get some money from our seniors. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful, guys. So I'll tell you what. We will get you a check as soon as we can. I'll probably send it over to you from the board. I think maybe if we can, maybe one more time, come see us before the end of the school year. You let us know when you're ready. But what we're going to want to see is some final numbers, money raised, postcard response to the postcard, right? And what you're going to do when we get back next year. So plans for the future. All right?
Yes, sir.
Wonderful. Any questions for us?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. Nicely done.
Good job.
This is good stuff, guys.
Yeah.
Really, it's a first step, and you're doing good work. Thank you. Really. This is neat to see an alumni association and all that.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, I'll leave my information with
you. Yeah.
So.
Yes, sir. Yep. All right. Cool.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you again, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. that you want to know.
So yes, I know, Bob, I didn't, but that 200 I wrote, that's to help that.
Got it.
Yeah.
So, but we don't want to, because they're in the black.
So. Well, they will be. Not yet.
Yeah,
they
they're still be. In the red.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, good stuff. All right, guys, anything else you want to hit back on Treasurer's Report?
No.
Okay. Moving along, I think, Commandant, we are to you to finance report.
Well, do we have to make a motion to accept the Treasurer's Report subject to audit?
Thank you. We have not typically approved or... have we made motion to accept Treasurer's Report? I don't remember doing that. I only thought if we had to do something.
I was just snapping back to town council.
You were? Yeah, I've been told that if there's no action taken and you're simply receiving a report and you don't have to do anything or you're not moving money or so on and so forth, that you didn't need to take action. Is that duty or?
You can make a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Okay. Make a motion to accept the treasurer's report so we taught her.
All right.
I didn't know.
No, I'm tracking. It works. Motion to accept the treasurer's report. Do I have a second? Discussion. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none. Thank you. I will make a note. All right, guys.
Stepped out.
Wasn't he just?
Yes, he just stepped out.
Right there. All right.
Colonel's walking in.
Cool. All right, guys. We're going to be going to the finance report. Usually, look first for Colonel. Look for the narrative, and then we'll go from there. All right. All right, come on. I think we are to you.
All right. Does everybody have the budget and everything?
I think so. What do you want to go off first? Narrative first? Along with the variance report? So right, guys, we got essentially four pieces, but the first is narrative, the second is year-to-date budget, and then the third and final thing we tackle is the web report, which gets posted and all that sort of stuff.
Okay, so
to you.
This is for January, February.
Yeah, I should say February, right?
My mistake. Oh, I think I'm still thinking it's January.
Well, it's going to be March before we know it.
We have, we're 58.3% of the way through our budget. Now, I want to tell you now that we did run a little bit high this month. So I'll get to that in a second. So that everything, financial reports are all based off our preliminary budget. Of course, as you know, our current figure for state appropriations is $4,478,115. That is $78,115 over what we projected. Other state funds, of course, and our carryover last year, and all the different tech block grants, opportunity funding, and ed opportunity fund, and ed sustainment fund grants, total 123. Minor CAF, which was 70,196. We did use that for, that one's directly towards our interest. Local funds, 1,192,000. All this money has been received. The only local we have not received is cafeteria reimbursement and Marine Corps instructor pay. So at this point, we are 99.6 of the way through state local funds that we received. Included in our revenue, of course, is the 646 from last year. And of course, I have talked about transportation at the last meetings.
That is not going to change. Our expenditures, just letting you know that that our federal grants, I am getting into the process now to start taking our federal money and applying it to some of our money we've been paying to the state. So we're reallocating it. And so we have one salary, two partial salaries, and instructional supplies plus tutoring, and 25% of our activity bus transportation will start coming out of federal. That will be recoded. I'm going to work on that next couple of weeks.
And that's allowable, obviously.
Absolutely.
Okay. Can you describe why maybe we weren't doing that? Was it simply just a function of applying and going through the paperwork? Or why now versus over the last couple of years?
Well, why now? Because that would be my fault. Because it took me a long time to do the consolidated grant, get the draft in, and I got the draft in, and then make all the changes and do all the things. Of course, with everything going on in school, kept kind of pushing it back.
Got it.
That was the biggest thing there. That's why it's late. So we just kind of
But this really only, all you're doing is reallocating and
yes.
taking some of the feds to pay for some of the state stuff, but it doesn't have an impact to the bottom line because we're using those federal dollars.
The federal will, because in our budget, federal money we have it is separated.
Yes.
So what I'm giving you on the budget is our state appropriations and local. And so the federal will come in here and take out some of that. Replenish some of that state back into our budget.
Does that give you more flexibility to use the state funds for other things?
Well, yes, and what we want to do, we do get, when I say we get the tech block and opportunity funding and the Ed Opportunity Fund, those, of course, are also will be allocated so that, of course, we want to keep local by the end of the year. Local we have more freedom with. We want to spend all our federal and state money first.
Right.
So, yes. So that timing is just I got caught up with
it. No worries.
So, the principal or the 190 for the interest payment, and then the our paid principal of 274,532. Expenditures to date in our budget is 60.3. Of course, that's over the 58.3. Mm-hmm. It'll be a little bit higher, and that's because January had three pays. And we had a one-time payment for our SRO to the town of Clayton of $20,000. So that kind of jumped us up a little bit there. That's what Michelle and I talked about.
The one-time payment to Clayton, does that cover the rest of the year?
We already paid one in the fall.
Okay, so we're going to see that then as a routine, that in the fall and the spring, we're going to get a big invoice from the town of Clayton that we're going to write a check?
Correct.
Okay.
6 months out of track?
Yes. It's 40 grand a year.
Okay. All right.
So then that federal grant, this year's consolidated grant is estimated 226,682. That's what it is, actually. 36 is still remaining for fiscal year 19. All right, and we're gonna use up the rest of that 36 by November 1st, 2020. And that's where it says, federal revenues are recognized as income when we encumber them or expend them. So we're getting ready to go ahead and start doing that. Based on our updated budget, use of federal funds here, our projected outlook is 994,245.
All right. Going to the budget variance report, which is all the big numbers. So tell me, we've gotten all the district funds are in, is that correct?
That is correct.
So the only thing we're waiting for is some Marine Corps pay.
And cafeteria money.
And cafeteria money. But cafeteria money, we know we don't get a portion of that by the end of the school year.
Right.
Let me clarify. When you talk about cafeteria money, are you talking about cafeteria money from parents and the like? You're not. You're talking
correct.
About
payments from parents and stuff like that, yes.
Well, we always write off. I mean, there's always a write off.
Yes, we always lose money. I think right now, since the start of the school, we have already lost $20,000.
It's more than I thought.
Yes.
That's actually more than I thought.
Our lunches are double what other districts are because we don't have a kitchen.
Okay.
That's why it costs us more to serve.
Yep.
So we're asking the parents to pay a lot more than they do at the other district schools.
That 20K, is that, does that represent 20% of our parents, our families? Does it represent 10%? Is it 50%? I mean, do you have a sense of how big that problem is? And are we talking about by the time we get to the end of the fiscal year, that number's not going to be 20,000, but it's going to be 40 or 50?
No, because it has gotten a lot better.
Okay.
It has improved throughout the years. Some of it is parents are embarrassed to fill out the free and reduced form.
Okay.
Yeah. And they just don't do it. And there are a couple kids racking up, you know, 700, 750.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. It's in my heart I feed these kids.
Right.
I'm not
ashamed.
We only throw out that food.
I'm not ashamed.
A cheese sandwich, right?
Oh, no, I didn't bring the food.
There's
I don't
some
shame
district,
anybody.
There's
yes.
some schools that throw out the food and give them cheese. I'm glad to hear we're not getting cheese.
No, I haven't received an email from legislative hall about that. And I explained it to them that we do not shame and any penalty that they
eat. Good.
All right, we don't do that.
All right, well, that's a fairly large number. I obviously want to keep tabs on it
yeah.
as best we can.
But that's a national issue.
Understood.
But if we know there are certain parents, can we reach out to them and talk to them about filling paperwork out, or that's a no-go?
We do.
We do? Okay.
Yeah.
We do.
Okay.
We still have a few that refuse.
Okay.
Are there, going through the variance report, any sort of things that are caught your eye, Pat, that you're a little concerned about? We've got a lot of 100% that have been spent, a couple of big spends up there. Tell me about why the JROTC is I'm on the first page, budget was 15, we're up to 35. What is that? Because I think most of the stuff we do, we've been reimbursed by the Marines, right? Going down to Raider stuff and all that, I think. Bob, you got any sense of what's
well, that? A lot of that was any of the fundraising they did, anything they got from the camp, that all goes into that account.
It's the camp, so it's the Marine Corps Hall.
Field trips, everything's going yep. in there. And the reason it's growing is because the Marine Corps does fund a lot of things. Sorry, Bob, I don't mean
to say that. No, the Marine Corps does fund most of our travel and things.
Okay,
but that's what Pat says exactly correct. I just didn't realize it had been gaining like it is.
So, I mean, it's kind of nice because, I mean, it's still part of our overall budget, but, we're going to be holding, and I forgot to put it on the thing, that's one thing that slipped my mind. We're going to be hosting one of the regional YPFT. Well, if it rains, we need to have pool bars inside. So we had to go out and spend close to $1,500 to get pool bars and Mountain Hunter Gym. They will be mounted as soon as they come in.
Okay.
So we're ready when
that. You're talking about the things that go right into the concrete walls,
correct.
the metal with the okay.
That's correct. Our budget.
That's correct. Because,
okay.
So you are helping the school out. Where Pat and I agree on. He knows that money's there.
All right.
So yeah, it's been.
So that's what that is. All right.
Because that's the long term goal of the. We look at that drill hall. That when we do have a gym. That will become a drill area and a fitness area. And so we're buying these things. It's something we have already visualized as a project 5 years down the road. So it's not like we're going to put them in there and then we're going to take them out.
Yep.
We're putting them where we planned to begin with.
All right. Going to the next page. This is all the expenses and all that sort of stuff. Anything, Pat, caught your eye or any issues you want to bring up?
No, I mean, everything's looking good. You know, when I talked to Michelle and I talked to door sale. I mean, you know, they do work. We don't spend money. Dorsell, she's worked, you know, Department of Education, and she works with a couple of different charter schools, and she said, our school, we just do not spend money.
Well, it's because we got to be fiscally conservative. We got to watch them. All right. I think...
What's that?
It's a, oh, that's the, there it is. CSRO 55110. Okay, that's where that is.
That's where the 20,000 is.
Yep. There's principal and interest. You guys see that? That's down on lines 556, 29 to 30. Mm-hmm. All right. I think everything else is tracking. All right. Anything else, Pat, on?
No, I mean, expenses? We shoot pretty good because really, strings boards. Have you already made your purchases, or is it still waiting for some of those things?
I've made them all. There's still one or two invoices that haven't been paid yet, but okay. They're all.
So a lot of our stuff is starting to get paid up. Besides utilities and transportation, a lot of our things we should be at this point. Looking good.
Utilities should be pretty good this year. I mean, at least so far.
Yes, utilities, we're going to be fine.
Yeah, look at that, man. I'm looking at the electricity and natural gas. We're learning the electricity's moving a little bit. Wow. Look at the town. What's the public utilities? Is that water from Town of Clayton, line 55200?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, knock on wood a little bit. Utility stuff. Okay, cool. Anything else, Pat, you want to cover on the variance sheets? Guys, questions? Concerns? All right. We've done narrative. We've done that. Anything else, Pat, on that web report?
No, I haven't.
All right.
Like I said, I'm pleased. We're like I said, we're
good. Take a look at the web report. Do I have a motion to approve the web report?
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second. Discussion. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none passed. Wonderful. Thank you. All right. Do you want to look at, we're supposed to be approving, I think, yes. This month, the final budget?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you ready?
And just so you know, if you can't read it, this is the same thing.
It's just bigger font.
Yes.
So,
it's just this one, the big one shows you how we've been paying through the years or the months, you can get an idea when it comes out of our.
All right, so as you guys remember, we kind of have to book our budget in February. This will be our final approved budget. This is going to be what we are going to work off for the rest of the year. It's a little odd, but we actually get 6 months from the start of our fiscal year, July 1. To the February time frame to true up a lot of our numbers. Allows us to make sure that, right, December 31st, when the money comes in, the September 30 count, December 31st money, and so on and so forth. That's why we're given till this time frame to actually approve our final budget. That's what the spreadsheet is in front of you. Pat, I don't know if there's anything else you want to cover.
Yeah, it's just like the January.
This.
If you go to the second page, and you look at the subtotals, so
where are you?
At the very bottom, right above the pink line. And Michelle puts that in there, and she said that this one was kind of high, the 137. She puts in there 140. She said that typically this time of year, coming out of winter, it should start dropping down to about 120 and start lowering itself as the school year ends. So we should start seeing additional savings when it comes back to us as the year goes on. If you look at the subtotal, she just put 140 across there, but again, that will, you get the outlook, that will look, that will change per month.
So, Pat, just a question.
Yes.
So is there anything in here or any way to improve that financial framework, audit stuff?
Well, if you look at the number there in blue on the second page.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, absolutely. You see where it says 60 days cash below mm-hmm. it.
Yep.
So we're gonna, and you're talking about some of our federal we're going to encumber, and then you talk, that number is going to keep rising
okay.
as we go on, and that's good. Because we're going to have some additional expenses come out when we do these bank accounts.
That was one of the reasons why we had to set up these two additional bank accounts was because that right. was one of the dings in our... You know, the other thing is I've got to write the school a letter to forgive...
Yes,
$7,000.
Yeah.
How much is it?
$7,000.
That's why.
Well, this is going to be a good year to do that.
Ask him.
I'll need that. This will be a good year to do that. So I got to write that.
Okay.
And,
yes.
I'm trying to think. I forgot what I was going to say.
You were talking about 60 days cash.
Yeah, 60 days cash. Right now we're above it. We're probably going to drop below it a little bit. Like I said, that money comes out there and stuff like that. I mean, we're this is the closest we've ever been, ever. And if you look... And our big ticket items, I mean, we thought we were going to be in big trouble when we had to knock out, what, $465,000 for interest and mortgage.
Right. Okay.
So just keep that in mind. Come next year, we're only going to be at $299,000.
Right. But we're getting ready to possibly approve new things that cost money. The demolition and so on.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's right. That's correct.
I mean, we're okay today.
Yeah. Well,
right. That's right. We're right. okay today.
Yeah.
But it's easy. You can easily spend through it, particularly when you start talking about pulling a building down, putting a parking lot in, and things that, yes, absolutely.
So but we'll always have our summer encumbrances.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Thanks.
We'll always get it. The 60 yeah. days cash is an ongoing issue. For us,
it's just been a hard thing because we've had to build this through the years. Mm-hmm. It's been a constant struggle for us, mm-hmm. So but we're getting there.
Yep.
Roger.
All right. Anything else, Pat? You want to?
No, I'm not good.
Okay, guys. Any additional questions on booking our final FY20 budget?
So if we vote to do these things, we're not going to do them on this year's budget.
Well,
because you've got to approve a budget, and some of these things may be an exposure to that budget, or you're talking about approving if I look at this correctly, it's faculty the second to last column prelim budget, and saying that's what we're approving is 6.1 from the expense standpoint, 6.8 from the revenue standpoint.
And then the possible farmhouse demolition and parking lot, that'll be on next year's budget.
I mean, could we till July?
I'm just asking. Well, we could still work on the other things. It might take 3-4 months to get it rolling anyway and finish the school year, right?
Right.
So we're still good.
And you know what? No, it's a good question. And I actually hadn't gotten there about its impact on this year's budget. I would, if you will, approving this
yep.
budget doesn't mean that there aren't going to be changes, mm-hmm. that there aren't going to be additional revenues that mm-hmm. we were unaware of that we get, or additional expenses that we weren't.
Mm-hmm.
What we're really saying is, this is what our revenue is, this is what our expenses for our school year. Mm-hmm. Those numbers could mm-hmm. move up and down, but what we're basically saying is we've budgeted as close as we've gotten as best all our revenue numbers in, right? Because we had the December 31 date for all the districts to pay. We had our September 30 count. That then brings a very solid picture, and by the time we've gotten to do this, we kind of know where we are halfway through the school year about what our expenses are going to be.
Okay.
So that's why
we're going I just don't want to forget that.
No, I agree. And I'll go back to the non-government world. Your budgets are generally approved before you start the fiscal year.
Right.
And then you have variances as you go through the years. There are too many businesses that say we will approve a budget 6 or 7 months into the
right.
A year and operate from that, but that's how the school districts are. The school is set up from that standpoint. So
Roger.
It's our best estimate at this point in time.
Cool. All right. Do I have a motion to approve the FY20 budget?
Motion.
I got a motion. I got a second to my right. Discussion. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstention? Seeing none, passed. All right. Done. The CBOC meeting, next one is 19 March. Are you with me on that? I think I actually made that one. Take a look. All right. We're covered and done everything there. Let's go into Commandant's report. Pat, back to you.
All right. Does everybody have that in front of them?
Yep.
Okay, as you know, we had an open house this Saturday. We had a great turnout. Kind of things we were talking about today, that yesterday and today, that Colonel, you and I had, we were up here, had a thinking caps on, and we were going to split the crowd, and one of our cadets stopped us and said, I got it all figured out already. He said, okay, it's all yours. Because we were always promoting a cadet-led program. And the cadets had already taken charge, and they had it all figured out how they wanted to go. And we should just kept our mouth shut and let them go.
So, well, I kept my mouth closed.
Yes.
There was somebody else that decided that they were going to figure out how to do it, and Cadet Pope decided, sir, we've got it squared away. It was actually pretty good. It was pretty
bad. Why?
Was not.
I did tell him, okay, hey, I've been corrected by a cadet.
Yes, you did.
I was good.
I will tell you, I think, guys, we've got a couple more coming as it relates to open house date. I think we had about 30 families all told finally at the end. And they kept coming to the
Yes.
Can we, is there any way of trying to get these folks to get there when we start?
I concern the term open house makes people think that it's free form. Mm-hmm. Like that's the term. Usually when you use an open house, come as you go. So could the 9 o'clock take a higher note in the advertising? Just a thought.
Everything I put out there
I know.
On the website, the description says that it starts at 9 and it is a program that goes on schedule. That was the first time this year that we've had that issue. That's
so true. Many.
That is the first time.
Right, it was at least 6 or 7 families. It just, it's 10:45.
Right.
And there are 2 more families right. walking in the door.
Right. I mean, just taking the words open house off of it and saying, you know, come see our school, and then just having the 9 o'clock time. Just a thought. It's up to you guys.
It has been. We have thickened those words for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
It is a whole lot better this year than we had in the past. Oh my gosh, it was awful.
There's just such important information that you guys pass on. I hate to have
sign in time. Could you have a, you know, I'm just trying to think out loud.
I mean, you know.
Well, you really want people to get there. You have food. You say the food is
coffee
served at 8:30.
Well,
that is true.
First come, first serve, and everybody.
Well, when we started the school, we did. We had coffee, yes, and as you remember,
but we also did 3 sessions.
Yes, we did 3 sessions.
Okay.
Gosh, that.
What about 9 o'clock to 9:15 sign in?
Something.
Just a thought.
Or, I mean, just even, we're a military school. We start at 9 a.m. sharp. Like, and just put it out there so they can get in the mindset.
Maybe that's it. Something. 9:15.
Oh, this open house begins at 9 o'clock, 8:45 to 9 o'clock, sign in.
Yes.
Right.
That means it starts at 9, you're at 8:45.
You know, I've had that sign.
You're on time,
idea.
You're late.
8:45, 08 to 09, sign in.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Put an Xbox card. All right, cool.
That's going to be kind of tough. I mean, even we had a big crowd, and
you're still going to get
it. It was 10 till 9, and nobody was in the cabin.
I know.
That's all we had.
I was like, ah.
And then all of a sudden,
packed.
They all showed up. Well, but maybe I think it's a good idea, though.
Or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe make it later.
Okay, so.
Gifts for the first time.
We now have up to 202 that apply for the school year. And as, you know, this is. It's stayed consistent every year. We consistently have, it's a slow, steady, I mean, that's why we give out t-shirts to the kids that sign, because that is like an advertisement mm-hmm. for us. And they're coming, we're getting more and more people and families, and it's still, no matter how much we put out there, it's still word of mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Word of mouth wins by far.
Yep.
People coming out there. You know, you talk about the social media and all the other stuff, but it's still word of mouth. So we have 52 signed for next year, so we're in good shape. Of course, and just so you know, April 1st, we have to have our 80%. We're already way well above that. So no appointments or resignations. Events and trips in the past. You can see we had different things going there, but I want to look at the future. Of course, we have our first day of spring sports coming up on Monday. Mm-hmm. It's kind of quiet this week. It's kind of nice, but it heats back up. And then, of course, on Wednesday, we have the SAT testing, which kind of messed us up because even a lot of other districts had March 25th, the date... We missed it when they readjusted, so that's going to happen on Wednesday. Makeup is on March 25th. Okay. Bob, you want to tell them what you're doing with the drill meet?
Sure, the Mount Vernon drill meet, that's the national qualifier, so you have to win that one. So we'll be headed to Mount Vernon in Alexandria, Virginia that Friday, and spend the night, and do the drill meet the next day and come home Saturday night.
How did the team do in the event here in February 80th?
We took, I think, third place. We didn't have a good day. They're young. You know, we lost a lot of good seniors last year. They're young. The majority of the probably 80% of the drill team is first year drillers, mm-hmm. either freshmen or sophomores, but it's the first time on the drill team. So it's a young team.
But the following one you won, right? The following drill meet, wherever that was?
Yes, we won two. So far this year, so they're steadily growing, which is about what we've done every year. They steadily get better, more confident. So we'll see how we do in Mount Vernon. Competition's going to be tough.
That's not all marine, is it?
It is all marine.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
So then we're going to have our PSO meeting at Crooked Hammock. Just let me know what you want me to send out over there.
Yeah, so one of the things I'm going to help is sit with Mary Heckert and Melinda Meeks, and we are doing a reach out for freshman and sophomore parents, and we're going to do a PSO meeting up in Middletown at the Crooked Hammock. I'm going to be there, and it's our attempt, to try to engage some more of these parents and see if we can get some folks who are going to take on, obviously, the PSO leadership position for next year, because both those ladies' sons are, their sons, right?
Daughter
sons are seniors and will be leaving.
No, they're both juniors.
No.
David's a junior, and Meeks is a junior, right?
Oh, for whatever reason.
They have one more year. So that's why it's important.
They're
next
year. Okay, yeah. They're a grant class. All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so certainly the intent is to see if we can't get a good crowd, 20, 30 more maybe, if we're lucky, to show up and talk about PSO and sort of direction and get that thing back online.
I had done a broad sort of, if you will, agenda. Pat, I was going to send to you and Mary.
Okay.
I did send a draft invite, almost a letter, to you guys to be used as sort of the send out.
Okay.
I talked to Mary or Melinda and asked him, but I think I sent it to the three of you. It was basically, I know I sent it to the ladies. It was just a one-page invite on behalf of and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I think you sent it right after we had our meeting in early February.
Yes, yeah. I did do that.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll check that. I missed that.
Okay. I'll see if you were, maybe you were not.
Yeah, if you would, check that.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Of course, they have a drill meet down in Salisbury. We have an open house the same day. No school on the 16th. That's the biggest thing coming up for in April. I missed the YPFT, Colonel. What day is that?
So it's March 21st. So we agreed some months back to host a regional youth PFT. There's three of those in the region. We're one of the three. And the winner of the three stands a chance to, based upon their score, to go to nationals. The Marine Corps pays for that. And we'll see. Based on what I saw today out there trying out, probably not. I think a majority of the Raiders are engaged in other things.
Right.
And what I saw out there today was not a very handsome group. So well, that's okay. It's about competition, fun. And we'll have 10 schools here. They can bring one male, one female team. The events have to be I've only recently become familiar with the criteria for these events. It is extremely strict.
In the sense of how you perform a push-up, how you...
Every single exercise has to be done in a certain way, and it's worse than any service runs their physical fitness test. So these guys are some communists. Yeah, I'll stop there. I could not score very well by their standards.
Right.
It's like you're a machine. And
I remember the old, what was it, the fist on the ground and your chest has to touch?
Well, for the females, it's fist on the ground, their chin has to touch your thumb, and they cannot bend their head down. Okay, most of our females cannot do push-ups. They know it. We tell them all the time, that's not, you're lazy, they don't want to change. The guys have to touch the back of the palm on the deck. Your chest has to touch the palm of the hand. Well, we do that, so that's not bad. It's the sit-ups and the pull-ups and some other things that I can't do crunches the way they talk about having to do. I could do like 25, and then that would be, I'm getting 0, 0, 0. It's over the top, but that's the way it is, and we'll do that. We'll have some help. Calling our recruiters and National Guard guys and stuff, and they're going to have to help us judge. So they get 2 minutes to do an exercise, they get 3 minutes transition, then 2 minutes exercise, three. So over one team, you'll be done in 25 minutes.
Right.
But you have to follow that routine or else you're disqualified.
Oh.
So it's, I didn't know what I was getting into until.
But you do now.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
We'll be fine.
And talk about the commissioning.
Yeah, are we providing color guard or something like that, or it's just attending?
No, we're going to be chump changing this thing. We're lucky to have an invite as far as I'm concerned. I mean, this is going to be a big deal.
Oh, I know.
And we'll be there as escorts, as women dressing for our cadets, our dress blues, that sort of a thing. But we're not going to have a major role of any kind. And if I was running it, I'd be the same way. Yeah. I'm not going to trust high schoolers to help out with the ship's commissioning. No, thank you.
Got it.
You know, but we're supposed to be able to receive a tour of the ship after the commission ceremony. In the unclassified areas, of course,
right.
But I think that's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Wonderful.
So we should have 25, 30 cadets, and we got some staff members that want to go down as well, so.
All right. Yeah, I know it's going to be a big deal. There are actually two events with that. There's a Friday and a Saturday event for the commissioning. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
The list of speakers is probably going to be long, so if you go, just be ready to.
Yes.
So,
one's obviously going to be the VIP. general public.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Correct.
Yep. All right, cool. Looks like one last thing is approval for 2021.
Well, I just gave it to you so you can look at it, and then we can approve it at the next meeting.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be until April 30th, but I want you to get a little busy calendar. And
and do we have the SAT dates on this?
We do. That's what they said, March 24th.
March 24th, 2021.
See, that's remember this year was March 25th. Next week we woke up and it was March 4th.
So. Yep. Okay. Cool.
Is the ball still scheduled for this date? I know, Colonel, you'd mentioned the ball.
Oh, I thought that got moved.
Question.
There was.
Oh.
We've been kicking this one around. So, we can't, number one, leave back up. We can't use Dover Downs. They're not interested. And they wanted us to. They've been playing with us for 5 months now, and then they finally said, well, how about a Tuesday or Thursday after Thanksgiving? So that was a few weeks ago. So we are looking at going to the Executive Banquet and Conference Center, I think it's called, up in
Glasgow Hall, right?
Yes. Yes, and so that's, we took a look at it a week ago, and I think it'll be fine. And we're just going to settle on the dates out there, or this Friday, the following Friday, or actually 10 November, the day before Veterans Day, which is the 11th, so it is a holiday. So Pat and I have been kicking this around, and we'll probably go with the 6th, so we don't do something in the middle of the week. I'd like to try that, but there's certainly missed too many parents on Tuesday. So we'll do it on the Friday, the 6th, that'll be fine.
November 6th, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And that was conflicting with the Raiders going to Nationals down in Georgia. That's the week they're going to be down there, the 5th and 6th. But we've been talking, and I just don't think we ought to do this every year. I think we should make it an every other year event.
You mean for the Raiders?
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah, it's
a lot of logistics.
It is.
A lot of expense.
It is. It's 30 days of hell,
yep.
Frankly.
To get everybody getting out of this
work.
Yep.
Understood. Flights and chaperones. It's just, I don't want to do this every year.
Got it.
And I've already informed the new governor sergeant. He was highly disappointed, but I'm letting him go tell the parents. we'll probably hear about it. I mentioned the Pat because they've already been fundraising for it and everything else, and some of them were pretty stoked. And some of the two current juniors and their parents have been helping with the fundraising. I know they're not going to be happy, but oh well.
Understood. All right. So 6th November will be the ball. Friday. Got it. All right.
I don't want to do it afterwards. I like it before.
Well, that's also, I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I'm used to doing balls all over the month of November because that's, you know,
just the way it is.
It's a matter of facilities. But the boss wants it on the 6th, so we're going to lose it.
Well, I just, because, you know, when we were talking of changing our whole format for open houses or visitations, whatever you want to call it.
In shadowing?
No. No. Our open houses.
Yeah.
I want to do it entirely different next year.
All right.
So we have to pick a strategic date, and usually the 14th would be pretty good. Where I want to do it more like, you know, that is a requirement for everybody to be there, and we'll have different areas to talk, have the teachers talking about what they're doing. We can't do that as many times, but it's time for us to start making a shift mm-hmm. into a different format we do with our visitations. And I think next year's it. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting, because if we only have one big day, we've got to make sure it's a date we're not competing with everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
So, all right. You know, and so, you know, we're going to take a look at that and that's why I wanted that 14th. The only way that we go to the 20th or 21st, but then you know, we're off the next week, so we're already losing a bunch of people because they might take off for holiday and take that week off. So,
okay, I got it. Well, more to come on that. All right, very well. We'll approve. We will hold this for next month.
Can I hold football game on 14th? We move on Friday night.
Who?
Archman. You don't want them here then.
Okay, we're going to hold that. Very well, guys. I think this is in our part of our agenda that we need to go to executive session. We've got a couple, one more item to talk about there. Actually, an update on that. So, anything else, Pat, on open house and schedule?
Yeah, that's it. That's
all right. So, do I have a motion to go into executive session?
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I have a second? Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, passed. All right.